Most law firms don't stall at $500,000 in revenue because they lack ambition. They stall because the managing partner is secretly acting as a highly overpaid, poorly trained, part-time social media manager.
Yeah, it really is the painful truth.
Welcome to the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing. I'm Ron.
And I'm Sandy.
And today, we're doing a deep dive into an incredibly insightful article that we pulled directly from the Forward Push Law Firm Marketing website.
Right, and it covers such a specific, almost universal pain point for growing firms.
Exactly. We are looking at that exact moment when a firm's do-it-yourself marketing it completely falls apart. And more importantly, we're going to unpack exactly why breaking through that infamous $500,000 revenue ceiling requires you to step completely out of the marketing department.
It really is a psychological barrier, I think, just as much as a financial one. You hit this point where sheer willpower it isn't enough anymore.
Yeah, it really isn't.
And, you know, lawyers are trained to control every single variable, right? So letting go of the marketing, it feels incredibly risky to them.
It does, but holding on to it is what actually introduces the real risk. I mean, let's look at the exact cycle most owners are living with. It's this cycle of well-intentioned marketing that is honestly just doomed to break down.
The feast or famine cycle.
Exactly. I like to think of it like, well, imagine buying a super expensive gym membership, but you only show up when you suddenly remember you want to get fit.
Right.
The equipment is all there, but sporadic effort gets you absolutely zero results. Or, to put it in legal terms, it's like a litigator trying to do their own forensic accounting on a massive, complex fraud case.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Sure, you're incredibly smart. You could probably learn how to do it eventually, right? But the opportunity cost of you fumbling through Excel spreadsheets while completely neglecting the actual legal strategy, it's catastrophic to the client's case.
And in this context, the client is your own firm.
Precisely. You get a burst of motivation, you do some marketing, and then reality hits. And the article points out some incredibly predictable triggers that derail attorneys every single time.
Oh, the triggers are so recognizable. It's always something like, you know, you implement a new client management system and your entire staff is just totally distracted trying to migrate data.
Yep. Data migration is a classic one.
Or a sudden busy stretch hits. Or the ultimate scenario, a really complex trial takes over your calendar for 3 solid weeks.
And the moment that happens, the blog goes completely dark.
Exactly. The social media accounts stop posting. And those Google ads that nobody was really monitoring in the first place, they just keep running, blindly burning cash toward absolutely nothing.
Burning cash. And this is the vital part. Dropping your pipeline to zero. Because law is a pipeline business.
Right. The delay factor.
Yeah. The cases you close today are the result of the marketing you did 6 months ago. So if your marketing stops today because you are in trial, your revenue 6 months from now just falls off a cliff.
It's brutal math.
It really is. The vendor who needed your feedback on a campaign, they don't get a response, so they just pause the work. The whole thing quietly collapses in the background. Then, a month later, the pipeline looks light, and you suddenly remember you were supposed to be doing marketing?
Investment, neglect, restart, repeat.
That is the feast or famine cycle in a nutshell.
And it completely weaponizes the billable hour against the firm itself. I mean, you know exactly what your time is worth, right?
Absolutely.
So if you are billing at $300, $400, or even $500 an hour, every single time you spend an hour fighting with a WordPress plugin.
Oh, painful.
Right. Or sitting on an agency check-in call trying to interpret a bounce rate, you literally just paid your own billable rate for a broken hyperlink.
It is an ego-driven tax on your own firm. I mean, it is the single most expensive way a firm can possibly operate. And it's not even just the direct cost of the hour.
What do you mean?
It's the context switching penalty. Think about it. You are deep in case law, analyzing a complex precedent, and suddenly you get an email asking you to approve a thumbnail image for a YouTube video.
Oh, right. The mental shift.
Exactly. Your brain has completely switched gears. By the time you get back to the case law, you have lost the thread. You are bleeding efficiency.
So the firms that actually grow past that 500K mark, they do something fundamentally different.
They do.
They take the attorney out of the day-to-day execution entirely. But, you know, when you bring up done-for-you marketing, a lot of attorneys immediately push back.
Well, all the time.
They see it as a lazy luxury or just some premium charge for something they technically could do themselves on a random Sunday afternoon.
I hear that constantly. But I always push back on that exact mindset. Think about a potential client who decides to represent themselves in court.
Going pro se.
Right, going pro se, just to save some money. As an attorney, you look at that pro se litigant and you think, you are totally missing the point.
Because it's not just about reading the statute.
Exactly. It's not just about knowing the basic law. It's about professional reliability, objectivity, knowing the unwritten rules of the courtroom. When an attorney tries to DIY their marketing, they are acting pro se in a highly competitive digital marketplace.
Okay, I definitely get the pro se comparison, but let me play devil's advocate here for a second.
Go for it.
A pro se litigant at least knows the intimate facts of their own life, right? If I hand my marketing over to an agency, they don't know my firm's story.
True.
They don't know my local market or my specific tone of voice. So how is handing it off better if it just ends up sounding like a generic cookie cutter firm?
That is the exact right question to ask, and it really gets to the heart of why so many lawyers are so afraid to let go. The fear is that the agency just operates in a vacuum.
Right, totally disconnected.
But you have to look at the vulnerability of doing it yourself. The true value of a done-for-you system isn't just saving you a few hours on a Sunday. The core insight from the article here is that the value is system consistency.
Meaning taking away the bottlenecks.
Exactly. A marketing system that requires the attorney's ongoing involvement has a massive vulnerability. It has a single point of failure.
Which is the attorney.
Which is your availability,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. The moment you get pulled away, maybe it's a family emergency, or opposing counsel drops a surprise motion on a Friday afternoon, the entire system degrades.
Because you aren't there to push the buttons.
Right. But a true done-for-you system runs completely independent of your daily schedule. The content is going to polish whether or not you replied to an email. Consistency, compounding over time, is literally the only thing that actually produces a predictable pipeline, not these bursts of frantic effort.
Wait, so if I'm not managing the day-to-day, I can't just vanish entirely, right?
No, of course not.
Because to avoid that generic agency sound we just talked about, what is the minimum viable effort? How much time does it actually take to guide the ship without, you know, being the one actually rowing it?
This is where we get into a really fascinating operational boundary from the article. It's called the 24-minute standard. Forward Push makes a very specific operational commitment to every single client. The marketing system will require less than 24 minutes of the attorney's time per month.
Wait, 24 minutes a month?
Exactly 24 minutes.
Why such a specific tiny number? Honestly, that sounds a bit like a sales gimmick. I mean, why not an hour or a quick 10-minute sync every week?
It sounds impossible, I know, but it is actually born out of hard observation of human behavior, specifically lawyer behavior. Think about what happens when a marketing system requires an hour-long weekly sync, plus reviewing drafts, plus approving images.
Well, you get busy. The weekly call gets pushed to Friday.
Yep.
Then it gets pushed to next week, and then suddenly a whole month goes by.
Exactly. You start deprioritizing the calls. And when that happens, the feedback loops completely break down. And when the feedback loops break down, the agency is just left guessing.
And that's when the generic content starts.
That is exactly when they start producing the off-brand generic content you are worried about. So 24 minutes is the absolute sweet spot. It consists of one single, highly focused monthly strategy call.
So in that 24 minutes, you aren't in there reviewing commas in a blog post. You are basically just setting the high-level guardrails.
Precisely. It is just enough time for you to look at the data, flag what isn't working, and stay deeply connected to the high-level direction.
Right.
You might say, hey, we are seeing a huge spike in these specific types of commercial lease disputes right now. Let's pivot our messaging to capture that. You set the guardrails, and then you get out.
You guide the ship without becoming a project manager.
Exactly. Because everything else, the SEO work, the video production, the intake configuration, the actual campaign management, all of that happens completely outside the room.
So you set the parameters in those 24 minutes, and then the execution just takes over. Let's actually look at what those other 29 days of the month look like. Because, you know, automation is a great buzzword, but I want to know how it physically works while I'm completely out of pocket. The article actually refers to this system as an invisible associate.
An invisible associate who never sleeps, never takes a vacation, and definitely never asks for a raise. Let's paint a picture to show the actual mechanics of this.
Okay, set the scene.
Let's say it's a Tuesday. You are completely unreachable. You are in the middle of a brutal 3-day trial. Your phone is off. You are entirely focused on the courtroom.
Standard Tuesday for a litigator.
Exactly. So what is happening back at the invisible marketing department? Well, first thing in the morning, The SEO team's blog content goes live right on schedule.
Because it was already done.
Right. It was produced and approved weeks ago based on your last strategy call and is fully optimized for the exact searches your ideal clients are running that very day.
Okay, that makes sense for written content, but what about social media and video? The article mentions something called Council Twin AI generating video content.
Yes, it's incredible technology.
Let's unpack that, because if the AI is using my face and my voice, it has to be perfectly accurate. I mean, it can't just hallucinate some random legal concept and commit malpractice on my behalf, right? How does the AI actually know what to say?
That is exactly why the guardrails from your 24-minute call are so critical. So you do a capture session initially, right? Just to get your physical likeness and your voice print on file.
Okay.
But the AI isn't just pulling from the open internet to write its scripts. It is fed your specific, pre-approved legal parameters, your past content, and your firm's documented messaging.
So it stays in its lane.
Exactly. It generates a new, highly relevant video, say, explaining the statute of limitations for a specific type of injury, and it sounds exactly like you using your strictly verified logic.
Wow.
So you're literally appearing on camera to prospects on social media, explaining complex legal concepts while you are physically standing in a courtroom.
That is just wild. And behind the scenes, I assume the Google Ads campaigns aren't just running on autopilot either. The algorithms are actively adjusting and optimizing the bids based on what's actually converting without anyone at the firm touching a spreadsheet.
Right. It's all auto-optimizing. So the day goes on, the trial returns, you go home, you exhaust yourself prepping for tomorrow, and you finally fall asleep.
As you do.
Now it's 9:47 p.m. A prospect out there is stressed out. They've just put their kids to bed. And the reality of their legal issue is finally setting in.
Yeah, the late night panic.
Exactly. They see a Facebook ad for your firm and they call the main number.
And let's be real, a lot of legal issues happen after hours. Panic over being served, family disputes, DUIs. They aren't always conveniently calling at 2 p.m. on a Wednesday.
No, they almost never are.
But at 9:47 p.m., most firms are sending that call straight to a generic voicemail and the prospect just hangs up and immediately calls the next lawyer on Google.
But here, the system uses First Chair AI, and it answers on the first ring. And we weren't talking about a robotic press one for English menu tree here.
Right.
It uses natural language processing to have a real empathetic conversation. It captures their name, the exact nature of their legal matter, and finds out the best time to reach them tomorrow.
That's huge for conversion.
And this is the crucial mechanism. It instantly logs all of that structured data directly into your CRM.
So when the human intake team logs in on Wednesday morning, they don't have to decipher some rambling voicemail. There's just a warm, qualified, fully documented lead already waiting for them.
Seamlessly. And the system doesn't stop there. Let's fast forward a bit to 11:12 p.m.
Okay.
A completely different person is doing late night anxiety searches about their problem. They land on your practice area page. They're reading, but they have specific questions. Sidebar AI engages them right there on the site.
And again, this isn't just a generic chatbot saying, please call our office during business hours.
No, it's a fully trained knowledge base. It actively answers three specific process questions based on your firm's approved parameters.
Wow.
It builds immediate trust. And it captures their contact info before they bounce back to the search results.
We also have to talk about the long cycle decisions, though, because the article brings up something called engage first retargeting.
Yes, absolutely critical.
Say someone visited your site 8 days ago. They were just looking around, but they weren't quite ready to call. Tonight, they're just scrolling through their social feeds.
Right.
They aren't actively searching for a lawyer tonight, but pixel tracking is keeping your brand right in their feed.
Exactly. It isn't being creepy. It's just quietly maintaining a presence.
Yeah.
It is keeping you top of mind so that when they finally are ready to make a decision, your firm is the only logical choice.
It just makes so much sense.
And here's the punchline to that entire Tuesday. Think about everything that just happened. The SEO blog, the AI-generated videos, the ad optimization, the intake call, the website chat, and the retargeting.
A massive amount of work.
And none of it, not one single action, required you to lift a finger. You were in court. You were being a lawyer. And your firm was still aggressively growing in the background.
Mm-hmm.
That is really the only way a firm actually breaks past that 500K ceiling.
It completely shifts the paradigm of what a law firm owner should be doing with their day. But, you know, I think we have to address the elephant in the room here.
We definitely do.
Because if a seasoned lawyer is listening to this, especially one who has been actively trying to scale their firm for a few years, They are probably feeling incredibly skeptical right now.
Oh, absolutely. Let's face the objection head on. The most common thing forward push hears from firm owners at this revenue level is something like this.
Yeah.
Look, this all sounds amazing in theory, but I've hired done-for-you agencies before. I paid them a massive retainer, they promised me the moon, they took my money, and then they completely disappeared.
Yep.
I never heard from them, and my phone never rang.
It is a totally fair objection, honestly. The legal marketing space is unfortunately just full of agencies that sell this grand done-for-you promise, but what they actually deliver is a done-for-nobody execution.
Done-for-nobody. That's exactly it.
They use generic templates, they don't understand the strict nuances of legal advertising rules, and they just set the campaigns and forget them entirely.
Right.
So if an attorney has been burned like that before, why should they trust this model now?
The crucial difference between an agency that ghosts you and a system that actually functions comes down to accountability mechanisms. It's what the system is built on, who maintains it, and the structure in place to keep everyone completely honest.
Which brings us back to the time boundary.
It goes right back to the 24-minute standard.
Right. Because those monthly strategy calls aren't just for setting parameters. They are actual accountability checkpoints.
Yeah, it's the monthly strategy calls that actually happen. Yeah. Not a generic automated email update with a bunch of vanity metrics that go straight to your spam folder.
No.
It's a real conversation with transparent reporting on what is actually working, what the exact cost per acquisition is, exactly where the budget is going. Furthermore, it is about working with a team that knows the specific legal practice areas exclusively.
That's a huge point. You really can't hire a generalist marketing agency that is selling, e-commerce widgets on Monday and then trying to market a complex personal injury practice on Tuesday.
No, it doesn't work.
They need to know the difference in the sales cycle.
Exactly. They need to know what a realistic conversion rate looks like in family law versus criminal defense, for example. So, done for you, when it's executed correctly, it isn't about you just throwing your hands up and walking away from your business.
Right. You aren't abandoning ship.
Done for you, done right is a true partnership.
Yeah.
It is not an abdication of leadership at all. You remain fully informed. You are in complete control of the direction and the brand identity.
But the execution is handled.
But the execution, the heavy lifting of actually making the phone ring, that happens without requiring your physical time to function. That is the only model that actually solves the core problem of time scarcity for a growing firm.
It makes so much sense when you lay it all out like that. It all really comes back to the realization that you just can't outwork a broken system no matter how many billable hours you put in.
You really can't. So let's summarize the journey we've been on today. Getting stuck at that $500,000 revenue mark happens for a very specific reason. Lawyers act as their own marketing departments.
Which leads to the feast or famine cycle.
Which leads to an inevitable cycle of investment and neglect. Breaking through that ceiling requires completely redefining what done for you means. It's not about convenience. It is about absolute system consistency.
Right.
It requires strict operational boundaries, like the 24-minute standard we discussed, and leveraging intelligent automation to handle the daily execution. All of this allows you to focus entirely on being a lawyer.
It's about building that invisible associate that works the absolute hardest while you are busy in court.
Perfectly said. So I want to leave you with a final thought to really mull over today.
All right.
I want you to think about your calendar over the last month.
Mm.
Look back at the white space or the blocks where you were agonizing over vendor emails, fighting with your website, or stressing about your lack of pipeline.
The non-billable stress.
Exactly. If you took every single hour you spent managing or neglecting your marketing, and you redirected all of that cognitive energy strictly into billable casework or high-level firm strategy, what would your firm's revenue look like by the end of the year?
Wow. That's a really powerful question to ask yourself.
It really puts the true cost of DIY marketing into perspective. Well, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Until next time, keep pushing forward.